Well, well, well.
Look where we are once more, everyone. We are back and better than ever after a semester-long hiatus. We are back with Preserved Jams. This is Anna Tolette, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. So we're so excited to be back. Bridget was a jerk, and she signed up for an Orange Theory class.
What is that? I don't actually know what that is.
It's like an exercise show. It's an exercise class of some sort. Huh. So yeah, she's doing that. But today I have two very special guest stars with me. Would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm me, I'm Jess.
And I'm me, I'm Rohini.
And they're so cute and they're here with me on the show. So let's quickly do like a little recap. First of all.
Recap of what?
Just a recap.
Last week on,
hello. No, I don't know. Actually, there's nothing really to recap, but we're excited. It's Thursday. This is a pretty primo timo. I'm feeling good, feeling fresh, feeling funky. We're gonna play some tunes and we'll come back at you with some sick banter.
We'll hit up some icebreakers. Call in if you have any.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she don't love me, that's news to me. I met your daughter the other day, well that was weird. She had rhinoceros shaped earrings in her ears. But hey man, have a soda, it's on the house. Remember what I told you about the rooms inside this house? But you don't love me, that's news to me. That's news to me. That's news to us.
Forest sounds. Why? I don't know.
It's calming.
It's calming.
I'm very on edge.
So, I've got some fun questions for my fun hosts, my fun co-hosts. We're gonna do it. We're gonna do 100 funny icebreaker questions.
These bird noises are really distracting.
Yeah, I don't like it at all.
I feel like I'm in an aviary.
Aviary. Would you prefer relaxing crickets and waterfall?
I would prefer no noise.
Definitely not crickets. Maybe water, like some rain sounds. Some waves, crashing waves on the beach.
You know what? We're just turning it off.
That's better.
Okay.
Birds scare me, you know that.
It's true, they do.
I'm mildly afraid of birds, which causes Anna to send me ostrich pictures in the middle of lecture sometimes.
It's true.
Other people have started doing it to me too.
I've done that. So, everyone, to start off our show here, we're going to ask, what's a really weird fact you happen to know?
A really weird fact I happen
Talk
to know?
Talk into the microphone.
A really weird fact I happen to know?
Yes.
A weird fact. I don't know.
I'm trying to think.
You guys are bad at this.
I don't know. That's
what's
so
your
hard.
Moving on. Okay. What's your favorite smell and why?
Well, I was ready with the weird fact.
Okay, you do the weird fact and I'll do the smell.
Well, I don't have necessarily a general weird fact, but I was talking with people a few nights ago about what celebrities we share our birthdays with.
Okay.
So I discovered, or rediscovered, I'd known this before, but I'd forgotten, that I share my birthday with famous cult leader Jim Jones of Jonestown fame. I also share it with Robert Pattinson and with Stephen Colbert.
That's okay. Great. Well, good for you.
So that's my gems. Fact that is relevant to no one except for other people born on May 13th. So if you're born on May 13th, you have a really fun, festive birthday, few birthday mates.
Wow. If you're born on October 13th, you're born the day after John Denver died.
No, that's only if it's in 1997.
The day after the anniversary. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Lives on.
What's your favorite smell, Rohini?
Well, I would have to say my favorite smell is when, like, you just, something comes out of the printer and it's, like, nice and crisp. And it just smells so clean and nice.
I feel like you've been exposed to very few smells if that's your favorite.
You know, just because today, okay, well, backstory. I haven't used, like, the Tisch printers in, like, a hot sec because I haven't been around.
Did you go abroad?
I didn't, actually.
Just kidding. Rohini was in Copenhagen and I was in Paris.
And I was here.
And Jess was here. Jess was down the fort.
That's what I was going to say. Wow. But, yeah, so I just printed something today for the first time and I forgot how much I enjoy it, so...
That's a really amazing story.
What's your favorite smell, Anna? That's right.
It's harder than you think.
I mean, I can't think of cookies. No. Freshly brewing tea.
Ooh.
What kind of tea?
Earl Grey.
Mm.
Nice.
Here's some more music.
This cool. It's really never been that. Wasn't thinking about you, 'cause you didn't give a about me. Thought I was up in my room, crying myself to sleep. I was with a better you, while you were busy playing me, I was playing you. I was playing you. Thought I wouldn't find out. Thought I didn't know how to play the game. Could've screamed at you for hours. Instead I was screaming somebody else's name. There are no rules. Now I can do whatever I want. I can never lose. So it's funny how you thought you won, but I was playing. I was playing you.
Hang on. Not yet, everyone. We've got some more fun questions.
We're going to do better this time.
So we're going to do better this time. We decided that we're going to do the New York Times 37 questions.
Oh, is it 37?
It's... Wait, I thought it was 36 questions that lead to love from the Modern Love column.
It's
so
great.
We're going to start out easy with set one. So just a quick little preface. If you're in a relationship and you really want to see if it's going to stand the test of time, you should ask them these 36 questions and they should do the same of you.
One caveat is after you've asked and discussed the 36 questions, you have to stare into each other's eyes for 4 uninterrupted minutes. So really challenge yourself to stare deep into the irises of someone who also doesn't want to be staring at you for 4 minutes. And just see how you feel. There's been people who've done this who have like fallen in love after who were like all mostly strangers. It's like it's terrifyingly wild. Effective.
So very
let's
effective.
See if we all fall in love
let's,
today.
I'm already let's, in love. It's fine.
I'm in love with Rohini.
Me too. With you.
Self-love.
Question one. Given the choice of anyone in the world, whom would you want as a dinner guest?
Ooh, I know. Trevor Noah. Because he is my favorite political comic. Or like comic that talks about politics. I don't know what the term is, but he's great. And he has a great life story. And his book is amazing. You should all read it.
What's the name of the book?
It's called...
She doesn't
something.
Remember.
I'm under pressure, but it's really good. I have it in my room. But anyway, you guys go.
For this question, I'm going under the assumption that it's someone we wouldn't normally have dinner with. Because I feel like if you could have dinner with anyone, I would probably rather have it with someone I know, like one of you two, or like a family member. So that would be the easy answer. But I assume it wants to know like
someone who you don't know.
Someone, yeah. Like it's like the famous person based question, I yeah. guess. So that being said, and I don't even know if I'd enjoy this. I feel like I'd be too caught up to enjoy it. But I'd love to have a dinner with John Mulaney. I think it would be lovely. I think I would be very starstruck and we wouldn't be friends after, which would be disappointing. But in theory, I would really enjoy the concept of doing that. I feel like he'd criticize my cooking.
What do you think you guys would talk about, you and John?
Exactly. I don't know. Yeah. But I don't really...
I don't know either.
I would have to then envision... someone that I could potentially be friends with, but I don't know who I know well enough. So really my answer is one of you or like a family member something.
Okay.
Great idea.
Fair.
But if it needs a famous person, that's who I'm going to go with.
I'm really happy about your answer. It's really good. Thank you. Here's some music.
Hello. Let a match.
So we have some more questions going on here. So my question right now is,
name the music on?
Yeah, I want the music to be on. It makes it more interesting.
I like it. Just making sure.
I like okay. it. Just checking. Name three things you and your partner appear to have in common. And I'm meaning Jess and Rohini. What are three things you have in common?
Well, for one, we both have lived in the same place for the past 2.5 years.
Yeah, this is now our third year living in the same location.
Living in the same location.
Which is great.
You're right.
What else do we have in common? We both have little brothers.
We both also just watched End of the Effing World on Netflix.
It's an incredible
Netflix. We watched it together and it was amazing. Anna, highly recommend.
Anna came downstairs two times while we were in the middle of two of the most intense points of the series, like the one climactic moment and the final 20 seconds.
Yeah.
And both times it was
poorly timed.
It was met with screams from us to leave and just screams from us of emotion and shock.
All of the above.
It's an incredible series.
It's great. It's only eight episodes.
They're like 20 minutes each and it's just like a good binge.
Yeah, so...
Those are three things we have in common.
Great. I'm so happy for you. We're gonna do another one. Okay. When did you last sing to yourself, to someone else?
Those are two separate questions.
It's all part of one question. Like, when did you last sing to yourself?
Like 45 minutes ago.
Probably earlier today, just like under my breath.
Yeah. I sang to myself on the way here.
We all sing a lot.
Anna, the fine line between Anna singing to herself and singing to others is a very thin, if not non-existent.
It's just
line.
The presence of another person.
Because Anna is singing if someone happens to be there.
Then I'm singing to another person. But otherwise, nah.
But yeah. In mornings or late at night, I think it was two nights ago, I was like just in my room and Anna was just very loudly singing. I think it was Carole King just in the kitchen. I was like, it's 10:30 at night. I should probably tell her to be quiet. And then I was like, she's enjoying herself. I'm not trying to go to sleep. What use is it for me to interrupt this?
I'm just a joyful, joyful girl.
She loves to sing.
She does.
I was going to audition for the Jackson Jills, Tufts' oldest female a cappella group.
We rehearse right under where we are right now.
Their album 474 is available now on Spotify. Jackson Jills.
Jackson Jills. Check them out.
Check them out.
Check them out. Here's some Kanye.
Wow.
I'm down on my mind. I'm building a still. To slow down the time. I'm up in the woods. I'm down on my mind. I'm building a still. To slow down the time. I'm up in the woods.
Into a classic night. If we die in each other's arms, still get laid in the after. other's arms, still get laid, yeah.
For a little bit of a change in pace, we've got Venture Highway by America. But first of all, we have some more questions. It's very important.
If A Field of Daisies were a song, I feel like this would be the song.
Yeah, I feel that. I really like that.
I had to share.
Comment. I agree.
I wanted to express myself in this space we're in.
My question is, do you have a secret hunch about how you will die? Ooh.
Eat.
I don't right now, but I mean, who knows what'll happen in this life?
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm stressed thinking about it, so I'm just going to say old age and hope.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
I don't know, my grandparents are alive, so I don't even have like a basis for like what
it would be.
What it do.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know.
Spooky.
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 Spooky. Can we ask a happy question?
Yeah, can we balance it out?
Yeah. What's your greatest accomplishment in life?
Oh,
I don't know.
Rohini has lots of great accomplishments.
You have a lot of great accomplishments.
Oh my god.
We're just really supportive friends. I'm very happy for my support group, which is Anna and Jess and someone else that isn't here right
now.
She's
a jerk.
If you're listening, she who shall not be named. This is just a preview for what Saturday night's going to be like.
Winter ball.
When you abandon us.
She's just...
Don't say her name. Don't give her the gratitude.
She, her.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
Jess, you get to pick out a PSA to read.
Oh, heck yeah. We never answered the question. I want you to keep thinking about it.
I know. Wait, what was it again?
What's your greatest accomplishment in life?
Oh, damn. Okay.
Your greatest accomplishment in life.
Wow. I like genuinely... I feel like my internship was a pretty good accomplishment. I felt very productive after I finished it. I don't know. Getting into Tufts was a very big accomplishment.
True.
I was hyped. I was pretty hyped.
That's a big like life benchmark.
It really
is.
I
agree.
I can't do a pedo one in good confidence as I prepare.
Rohini, what's your biggest, while Jess picks the PSA, what's your biggest accomplishment?
Honestly, I agree with I think just like getting to this point in time, you know, we're still, we haven't peaked yet.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're just rising up, getting better and better.
Peak D?
You know,
I haven't even begun.
We have not even begun to peak. So yeah, who knows what our greatest accomplishments are. They haven't happened yet, you know?
Yeah, you're right. You are in the prime of your life. Exactly. You are amazing. Hey. You can do anything.
In the prime of my life.
You're right.
All right, I've got
that goes out to you, listeners.
Oh, let's hear it.
Well, it's going to be played to relaxing crickets and waterfall.
Great. I can't wait to read this ad.
Here's a PSA from Jessica Silverman.
Thank you so much, Anna Tillett. Okay, so numbers to think about. American alcohol consumption. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all of the alcohol consumed in the United States, while 30% of American adults don't drink at all, and another 30 average less than one drink per week. The top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week, more than 10 drinks a day. Some numbers to think about. A public service announcement from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And there's a graph, which I don't know how they expect to translate onto radio, but it's basically the top decile of people drinks 73.85 drinks. I think that's per week. I think that's supposed to be.
Yeah. How can that be? Per week?
There's no way.
Does that mean they're having like 10 drinks a day?
That's what it said.
I mean, there's people with higher tolerances who can have.
Yeah, but 10 per day? 10 is like obscene. Numbers to think about, folks.
Truly,
yeah, think about that.
Think about. And that's funny because the ninth decile drinks 15 drinks a day about.
Or a week.
A week, yeah, sorry. My bad. But, like, 15 a week is still, that's at least 3 a night.
Yeah.
That's Damn. Crazy numbers.
That's crazy numbers,
crazy
folks.
Crazy numbers.
Crazy numbers.
Food for thought.
Food for thought.
Drink for thought.
Drink for thought. Baby, how you feeling? Feeling good as hell. Head toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
Shoulders off, keep it moving, yes Lord, trying to get some new shit in there, swimwear, going to the pool shit, come now, come dry your eyes, you know you a star, you can touch the sky, I know that it's hard, but you have to try, if you need advice, let me simplify, if he don't love you anymore, just walk your fine ass out the door, I do my change your life, you can have it all, no sacrifice, I know we did you wrong, we can make it right, so go and let it all hang out tonight, cause we don't love you anymore, so walk your fine ass out the door, and do your hair talk, check my nails, baby how you feeling, hair talk, check my nails, baby how you feeling,
phones. Hi. Hello. Again.
Hello.
How's it going, team?
It's good.
Great.
ASMR.
ASMR.
Ew.
Another question. What does friendship mean to you?
Friendship means being able to love someone conditionally, so long as you look out for yourself, but also being willing to accept the flaws of the people you love.
I like that.
And supporting them when it's necessary.
Yes, and friendship means being able to cuddle on the couch in your PJs after a long day of class and like watch TV and eat kale chips and drink a glass of wine.
Jessica Silverman loves kale chips.
I go through phases. Right now I'm in a kale chips high phase. In another 2 weeks or so, I'm going to be totally sick of them. You just have to ride out the wave with me.
It's true. What does friendship mean to you, Anna?
Friendship means to me just people that you can count on unconditionally that will love you despite flaws or mess ups or anything, and that wanna just they will accept you hugging them or kissing them on the forehead even if they're really, really scared
so
of
she,
affection.
Shall not be named, is not your friend.
She accepts it.
She resists sometimes.
She resists
but
sometimes but she resists. She accepts if I really try.
I hope she's listening.
I know.
What if she's not?
She's
probably not.
She's probably not. I'm going to make her listen to the...
The archive?
The archive, yeah.
This subtweeting pod, like, broadcast.
You're right. That's exactly what we're doing.
Hashtag drag her.
Hashtag drag her. So,
but here. Build her up, feminism.
But we love and support each other.
We do.
Find these perfect places. What the fuck are perfect places anyway? Can't keep my hands to myself. No matter how hard I'm trying to, I want you all to myself. You're metaphorical gin and juice, so come on, give me a taste of what it's like to be next to you. Won't let one drop go to waste. You're metaphorical gin and juice. Oh, all of the downs and the uppers keep making love to each other. And I'm trying, 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 trying. All of the downs and the uppers keep making love to each other. And I'm trying, 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 but I can't keep my hands to myself. Hands to myself. Can't keep my hands to myself. Say you're no good, but people say what they wanna say, and you should know if I could, I'd breathe you in every single day. Oh, cause all of the doubts and the outbursts keep making love to each other, and I'm trying, 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 trying. Keep my
my hands to myself.
Well, hi again. We've got a question before we play this fun song. I forgot what it was. Okay, what roles do love and affection play in your life?
That's a heavy question.
Let me know. I'm asking.
Do love and affection play in my life?
Yeah. Or alternate question, how do you feel about your relationship with your mother?
Wow.
We're trying to fall in love here.
We're getting real on air right now.
Love and affection have been a big part of my life since we started college, I think, when I got very affectionate friends.
It's true.
Hooray.
Frangie.
And my mom is great, so happy about that.
Love her.
We love her.
Chandra.
There we go.
Shout out to you, Mom, if you're listening.
It's Springfield, Mass.
I hope so.
Shout out to Western Mass.
Wow.
Can't believe we're speaking over this beautiful song.
Okay,
we'll play
listen
it.
To the song.
Yeah,
now.
Quit your limping now or follow my advice. No more excuses, cause they come in your own demise. I know what time didn't let it pass. When you overthink, things tend to make it last. I'm telling you. Such a big deal. Give it a rest. Don't feel so real. Where did you go, my friend? Oh no. Ambulance is coming to take you home. Where did you go, my friend? Oh no. Ambulance is coming to take you home. Oh my goodness, here comes His Highness, follow. We could agree to work it out like this.
Hi again, everyone.
Virginie. Coming.
Put your headphones on, girl.
If a crystal ball could tell you the truth about yourself, your life, the future, or anything else, what would you want to know?
I don't know if I want to know anything.
Nothing at all?
I agree.
You don't want to know how you're going to die?
No.
Who you're going to end up with?
No, I want to just figure it out as it goes, because otherwise... Yeah. Nothing good ever happens if you have a prophecy, because then if you don't like the prophecy, you work against it, and then it happens anyway.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Know. It's like in Shrek.
What?
Life is like Shrek.
I would say. Or, you know, lots of old Greek plays, but also Shrek. Which?
It's true.
There's the prophecy in Shrek that the princess Fiona gets rescued by a handsome prince, but it ends up being Shrek. And she spends her whole life preparing for the handsome Prince Charming.
Human Shrek is handsome as hell.
What? I feel about him.
Human Shrek?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Human Shrek is a babe.
Oh, yeah, I was shocked, honestly.
You know what he looks like, right?
I do know what he looks like.
He's a snack.
I saw Shrek recently, so. It's
Jessica,
on Netflix.
For our uninformed listeners, will you please define a snack for me?
A snack, this version spelled S-N-A-C-C, is a man or woman, I guess, but as we are all interested in the males, we consider it men, who are just so cute and so lovely looking that we just want to like eat them all up. They're a snack.
There you go. The more you know.
You're getting a lot of educational value here on Preserve Jams. Here's some Kalani.
I can't say I'd give
woman. say you do. Cause it's hard enough, you got to treat me like this. Lonely enough to let you treat me like this. Do you really love me? I just wanna love me down, down.
But this is It Any Wonder by Duran Jones and the Indications.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fun topical topic. Talking about, like, oh, yeah. I thought about the Kool-Aid Man, and then I was thinking about, like, Tony the Tiger.
You're in a very early 2000s state of mind right now.
Yeah, damn.
First track now Tony the Tiger.
Now the Kool-Aid campaign.
Okay, so Tony the Tiger. So there was this wild headline, and it said that Chile killed Tony the Tiger.
What do you mean?
Because Chile, about 75% of adults in Chile are obese. And so they, like, put, you know how they have those black labels on cigarettes, for example, that say smoking kills?
Yeah.
They have those labels now, and, like, no fun cartoons or anything on cereal, like sugary cereal boxes in Chile.
Wait, wow.
Yeah. And now they say, like, sugar can kill you.
Wait, but they
to discourage
they
people.
Him. Like, did they...
Like, kill, quote-unquote, killed.
So they were like, okay. I thought you were saying they did, like, they murdered where they murdered Tony the Tiger.
No,
that's so like, would be dramatic. Very excessive.
They didn't.
Wow.
They
but didn't that's actually... That. What a public health campaign. That is
really?
Wild.
Really?
I mean, Rohini, from a community health major standpoint, what do you think about this epidemic in Chile?
Well, I think obesity is a very real problem that one day America could face. So honestly, you never know. I mean, we're on that road. Sugar is just as dangerous as tobacco in excess. So there you go.
Also, jeweling food for thought. Is dangerous. Jeweling can give you cancer. Do not jewel.
Yeah,
okay.
We don't promote jeweling.
I was talking when I was at DTD for breakfast this morning. I forget this kid's name, but I was telling him, like, hey, you shouldn't jewel because it'll give you cancer. And they were like, haha, good one. That's big tobacco. Like, trying to get you to buy cigarettes again because they're apparently better than jewels. And I was like, guys, just don't smoke at all. That's our message.
Stay safe, kids.
Jeweling ain't that cool.
Yeah.
There you go.
Just say that to your friends. They'll stop asking. What you up to?
Oh. Here's some Amy.
Yay.
We're going to stop talking about jewels now. Just don't smoke. It's bad for you.
Every day I see you, my hands were made for you, and you always give me stress-free point of view. Pick you up after school, Mr. Magic, take a token, Mr.
I kissed my penny and I threw it.
So a quick little shout out to this song. This is Evergreen by Yebba. So as we were talking about the Jackson Jills earlier,
474 is on Spotify.
474 is on Spotify now if you want to listen. But and Apple Music. And Apple
okay.
Okay, sorry, we don't discriminate.
We don't discriminate.
Anyway, our dear friend Rohini is going to have the solo on this song, so that's pretty neat.
But not on this album. To clarify, this album is
already done.
It's already done. She's going to have the solo for the Jackson Jills.
But our next album is coming out next year, so just wait until then.
We will be on that more than she is on this current album.
It's true.
Right.
It's true.
Exactly.
But yeah.
So we're going to